From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Currently, Dr. Cairns is studying the book of Joshua. Today, he commences a message with the title, The False Lord of Righteousness and the True. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, by C.H. Spurgeon. Today's devotional is entitled, God's Enemies Shall Bow. The text is found in Exodus chapter 7 and verse 5. The Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord. The ungodly world is hard to teach. Egypt does not know Jehovah, and therefore dares to set up its idols, and even ventures to ask, Who is the Lord? Yet the Lord means to break proud hearts, whether they will or not. When His judgments thunder over their heads, darken their skies, destroy their harvests, and slay their sons, they begin to discern somewhat of Jehovah's power. There will yet be such things done in the earth as shall bring skeptics to their knees. Let us not be dismayed because of their blasphemies. For the Lord can take care of His own name, and He will do so in a very effectual manner. The salvation of His own people was another potent means of making Egypt know that the God of Israel was Jehovah, the living and true God. No Israelite died by any one of the 10 plagues. None of the chosen seed were drowned in the Red Sea. Even so, the salvation of the elect and the sure glorification of all true believers will make the most obstinate of God's enemies acknowledge that Jehovah, He is the God. Oh, that His convincing power would go forth by His Holy Spirit in the preaching of the gospel, till all nations shall bow at the name of Jesus and call Him Lord.
Hail the power. his feet may fall. We at his feet may fall. We'll join the everlasting song and
your Bible reading is usually in the Authorized or King James Version, you have probably encountered words that are quite unfamiliar. Because the Authorized Version was translated in the 17th century, some of its words are no longer in use or perhaps have a different meaning now. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to offer a booklet containing many of those archaic terms and their meaning in modern-day speech. In addition, the booklet contains a Bible reading plan that will help you to read the whole Bible through in 2 years, as well as the Psalms and the New Testament twice. To obtain your copy of A Bible Word List free of charge, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your copy of A Bible Word List, and we'll be happy to provide it. In Joshua chapter 10, verses 1 through 10, we read of Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, who gathered a coalition of four other Canaanite kings to make war on the Gibeonites because they had entered into a league with Israel. The focus of the message centers upon the names of the two principal characters. Joshua is the Hebrew rendering of Jesus. Adonizedek means literally King of Righteousness. Jerusalem translates as Vision of Peace. This king's name would give the impression of great spirituality, but nothing could have been further from the truth, for he was a bitter enemy of God's people. In this message, Dr. Cairns illustrates the battle of the Church of Jesus Christ with the forces of apostasy. Now, with a message entitled The False Lord of Righteousness and the True, here is Dr. Cairns.
We're turning this morning to the book of Joshua, chapter 10. Joshua, chapter 10. We return to the studies in the book of Joshua, and we read the opening verses of chapter 10. Now it came to pass, when Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, had heard how Joshua had taken Ai, and had utterly destroyed it, as he had done to Jericho and her king, so he had done to Ai and her king, and how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Israel, and were among them, that they feared greatly, because Gibeon was a great city, as one of the royal cities, and because it was greater than Ai, and all the men thereof were mighty. Wherefore Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, sent to Hoham, king of Hebron, and unto Piram, king of Jarmuth, and unto Japhia, king of Lachish, and unto Debir, king of Eglon, saying, Come up unto me, and help me, that we may smite Gibeon, for it hath made peace with Joshua and with the children of Israel. Therefore the five kings of the Amorites, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, the king of Eglon, gathered themselves together and went up, they and all their hosts, and encamped before Gibeon, and made war against it. The men of Gibeon sent unto Joshua to the camp to Gilgal, saying, Slack not thy hand from thy servants. Come up to us quickly, and save us, and help us. For all the kings of the Amorites that dwell in the mountains are gathered together against us. So Joshua ascended from Gilgal, he and all the people of war with him, and all the mighty men of valor. And the Lord said unto Joshua, Fear them not, for I have delivered them into thine hand. There shall not a man of them stand before thee. Joshua therefore came unto them suddenly, and went up from Gilgal all night. And the Lord discomfited them before Israel, and slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon, and chased them along the way that goeth up to Beth Horon, and smote them unto Azekah and unto Makeda. And it came to pass, as they fled from before Israel, and were in going down to Beth Horon, that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them unto Azekah, and they died. They were more which died with hailstones than they whom the children of Israel slew with the sword. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his word for his name's sake. Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem. I will refer to more of our Bible reading than that, but that will be the basis of all I want to say to you today. Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem. What's in a name? Oftentimes, everything. And often, nothing. There are cases in Scripture where a man's name expresses what he really is. For example, Abram was renamed Abraham to denote that he would be the father of many people. Jacob was renamed Israel, which means God rules or God commands. It was a wonderful change of name for Jacob. Jacob had contended with Esau for the birthright and succeeded. He had contended for the blessing and succeeded. He had contended with Laban and succeeded. He had contended with the men of the land around Shechem when he returned to Canaan and succeeded. Then we read that he contended with the Lord and he failed. And on that occasion, the Lord not only touched the hollow of his thigh, marked him for life, but he changed his name to this Israel, meaning God rules. And that for Jacob was not only a change of name, it was a lesson for life. You take the name of Elijah in a day of great apostasy when the people had turned into the worship of Baal. Elijah, the prophet of Jehovah, steps forth and his name proclaims his faith and his mission. My God is Jehovah. And of course, the greatest example of all is found in Matthew chapter 1. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Jehovah our Savior. Because he shall save his people from their sins. So there are men in Scripture whose names express what they really are. But equally there are people in Scripture with imposing names who bear no resemblance in character to what their name proclaims. Those of you who like to read some modern literature may know that the famous English writer Agatha Christie formed one of her most successful mysteries around a pathetic and paranoid little wimp of a man who had to go through life bearing his mother's dreams of greatness in his name, as she called him Alexander Bonaparte. Cussed. The Bible affords us much more real life and tragic examples. Cain was so named by Eve, meaning acquisition, because she believed, I have gotten a man from the Lord. She believed that she had actually given birth to the promised seed. What a disappointment to find that this acquisition was spiritually the spawn of Satan. The hater of God and the truth. In the New Testament, we have Barabbas. The name simply means son of his father. There's a great deal of fondness in the naming of Barabbas. In everyday life, the idea would simply mean daddy's boy. You can think of all the hopes with which that newborn child was invested. But what parent's heart would not be broken to see the baby in whom he had placed such hope and such earthly dreams turn out like Barabbas? Our Bible reading today provides one of the most searching answers to the question, what's in a name? Because here, both answers, that is, that a name sometimes expresses everything and sometimes it expresses nothing. Both answers are apparent. You see, these are important names. What's in them? Adonai Zedek, King of Jerusalem. What's in them? Well, in a way, little or nothing. But yet in another way, everything. As we have read this morning, Adonai Zedek, the king of Jerusalem, gathered together a confederation of the surrounding kings to punish Gibeon and the Gibeonites for making peace with Israel. His aim was not only to smite Gibeon, but to use the opportunity to turn back the armies of Joshua and the people of Israel. Now, it's fascinating that it was Adonai Zedek, the king of Jerusalem, who did this. Adonai Zedek is the Lord of righteousness. And he's the king of the city. That means the vision of peace. The king of, or the Lord of righteousness, king of the city, of the vision of peace, waged an infernal war of wickedness against the cause of God. So here is the paradox of the names in our text. These are rightly very hallowed names in Scripture, and yet here they belong to most unhallowed people. These are names that remind us of Christ and speak of His church, and yet here they are used of the enemies of Christ and of His church. When you consider what we have read this morning, the action of Joshua against Adonai Zedek and his cronies, when you consider that Joshua bears the very name, and according to Paul in Hebrews 4, presents a clear picture of Jesus our Savior, then you'll understand why I say that today's text presents to us the false Lord of righteousness and the true. And they both come into direct and mighty collision. The battle here recorded, I think, presents to us a very deep and spiritual message. And I want us to think of that message this morning. For the message is, I think, one that talks about Christ's conflict and Christ's conquest of Antichrist. Now let's start at the beginning and note this, that Adonai Zedek is the perfect name for the King of Jerusalem. Adonai Zedek is the perfect name for the King of Jerusalem. Jerusalem. It's an interesting name. This is actually the first occurrence of the name Jerusalem in the Bible. Previously, the city had simply been called Salem. And as I'm sure you'll know, Salem simply means peace. To this day, when one Israeli meets another, he will say Shalom. It's basically the very same word. And it is the greeting of peace. That was the name of the city. Jerusalem, however, means literally the vision of peace. To use the words of a great American commentator in this passage, it is a prophetic allusion to the gospel of peace. Now, how did Salem come to be Jerusalem? There may be some discussion about that, but I think the Scripture supplies the answer. In Genesis chapter 22 and verse 14, we read of how Abraham came into this very area, to Mount Moriah. And remember, that's where Jerusalem is built. He came to this very area at the command of God to offer up Isaac his son. You may recall that as he had Isaac bound and led upon the altar and was about to sacrifice him unto the Lord in the sure knowledge that God would raise him again from the dead, he believed that. As he was about to do so, the Lord stopped him. And he pointed him to a ram caught by its horns in the thicket. And the Lord fulfilled Abraham's own word to Isaac a little while earlier, the Lord will provide himself a lamb. And so he did. And there, in a great act of substitution, God's lamb took the place of Isaac upon the altar and died in his place. Now, after that, we read that Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. Jehovah Jireh. Now, the interesting thing is that the Jireh, or the Yireh, is the same verb that is attached to the word Salem to give us the name Jerusalem, so that Jerusalem as a name holds a great prophecy in it. Jerusalem is more than a mere name. It is a message. It is a prophecy fulfilling Abraham's vision of peace that would come through the sacrifice of God's Lamb on Mount Moriah. All that is in the name Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.